Paul, just before we get to the game itself, what can you tell us going into this week about Nikolai Ehlers' status after traveling with you on the weekend?
You know, he's coming to that window that we're hoping to get him back on the ice in full practice. Maybe there's a chance he plays in game three of this homestand. I'm not working under the impression that we'd push for that, but we're hopeful. We got a 3-day block there, our last one of the season, that we can get him back on the ice, and we may see him on the road trip.
Same lineup as last game?
Yes.
Rangers come in 6-3 and won their last 10. Just kind of your thoughts on what they're capable of?
Well, we saw it. Like, this is a real, real fast team, and they got some real good finish around that net and some good skill. And, their goaltender, either one of them, basically. And now that you've seen, they've got lots of really good pieces. They're playing fast. They're still kind of fighting for their lives, and why wouldn't you? So we like the speed component. If we feel we're prepared for it, we feel we can skate with them. They're exciting games.
Kulikov, you want to give him another day or two?
Yeah. So upper body, we're healthy. So we're going to use that right now to, it would be the same way that we did with Dustin, and it's what we're doing with Nikki too, that we're going to stretch this out for as long as we can before he does something illegal to my car, and then we'll have to talk.
What are your plans for Brossoit this week?
Very probably one of the three.
Thursday?
It's today, Tuesday? Okay. So one of the next two after today.
Paul, trade deadline 2 weeks away. I mean, do things ramp up in terms of your conversations with Kevin, or how would you describe
it? Yeah, there's more names that slowly kind of percolate that might be available. If it's a name that we know, we give an opinion. If it's a name that we don't know, we'll watch, we'll pull some video on him to get a better handle on the player. For me, I'm not involved in the pricing portion of this, but I am in the fit. How do I think if that player was available and it worked for us, how would that fit? That's kind of where my input goes.
You said kind of 2 months ago that some of your young players could determine which direction you would be pushing for. I mean, how have those players handled that block of time?
Well, so many. So we've got, still six quite young wingers here, a little more experience now down the middle of the ice. And you have to say, well, right, like the line that makes up our fourth line has been pretty darn dynamic. They've scored goals. They're all, double-digit plus players. So they've been really, really good. So they've made a case for themselves to continue to play in the National Hockey League.
Well, it's been a few games now that you've seen your first power play unit with the changes with Jack
Bain. Yeah, we've had at least two opportunities, eh?
What did you think?
No, I have nothing yet. I mean, I don't even know that we've had a straight through one in a part of a game that mattered. We got 30 seconds on the front end before a intermission twice, so I don't have anything for you yet. I'm not in a hurry or a panic for this to be right on right away and dismantle it. I also, with almost everything, don't see any of these things as a permanent end game. I do have in my mind where I think we're going to end up in 2 months, where the guys are going to play, what the lines are going to look like. But we've got 2 months of hockey here to let all of these guys make a case for themselves to, like we got like six, again, we got an awful young forward group, and I will only say that they are quite a bit different players than they were 2 months ago. Let's see where we get to.
And ebbs and flows to every season, but how did you describe the adversity maybe that your team has hit over the most recent?
It would be an ebb, a hard ebb, and really good for our team. We worry about that a little bit. Like, you're fighting for consistency all the time, and then when you get it, and we've been a pretty consistent team this year, right? We've had two blocks, Minnesota, Calgary, that we've lost. We've had some injuries, some long-term kind of big-name injuries, but haven't faced a whole stretch of hockey where we didn't really like our game. And boy, we had one in Montreal the other night, and then we were half a team kind of in Ottawa, and then there was a big chunks of our game, boy, I liked a lot in Buffalo. So the adversity isn't something that we're going to panic about getting out of our room. We try to deal with it, right? Like really, I don't know, embrace it's not the right word, but certainly live it. Deal with what we're going. I don't think things are real easy for us in a lot of areas. So I thought we worked our way through it in Buffalo.
Well, how do you balance? So your top power play, take Laine off of it, keep him. But given that he kind of keeps penalty kills honest based on his skill, the threat that he has, and when you take him off, I mean, I'm sure there's other reasons to take him off the power play. But how do you?
So the generation goes like this. That power play unit is absolutely on fire, right? Rolling at about 47% there in about a 6-7 game block. And then it's not. But it's not that big a deal because the other unit's cooking pretty good. We're going along. But now we've got a big chunk of time where it's just not – it's getting chances, right? But this – you're talking putting five guys on the ice. The chances are nice. That's not what they're out there for. So a little bit of an adjustment and a change, you know. It'll also force different points of your power play to kind of come alive a little bit, right? Working on another side. It's the power play that was red hot for 4 months. I really like that power play. So I think there's a chance you're going to see it again. But in this stretch right now, I want to see some other things. I want to try some other guys. I want to move some things around. I'm not saying, hey, we're done with that power play. It worked, but it's not. We're never coming back to it. We're just going to move some people around. See what we have with two righties up top, if that can keep going on the second unit, whereas, you know, Josh Morrissey came off it. I really like him on the power play. He's going to get back out there.
Paul, you said often that Laine is not only judged by his point production. What do you think of his road trip as a whole? I mean, the last game only.
Okay, so I'm not talking Montreal because it's just not. Yeah. So, like, I like their game in Buffalo. And through two periods of Ottawa, they were probably the ones generating some of the most dangerous looks for us and fairly tight going the other way. We came off a power play, so Perreault went with Little and Laine, and they got a really good chance. So I just left it for the rest of that period. We're chasing the game. I'm looking for a spark. Yeah, there's some good.